Well, I'm joined now by Mr. Dennis Halpin by Skype, and we're talking about his upcoming article in America about Pope Francis's visit to Korea and the tragic issue of comfort women. Welcome, Mr. Halpin.
Thank you.
Now, perhaps we can begin by saying, the date of this visit, mid-August, why is that significant?
August 14th to 18th includes the date August 15th, which happens to be the 4th of July for Korea. It's South Korea, the Republic of Korea's national holiday, because it's the date when World War II ended. It's the date when the emperor went on the radio and announced we must endure the unendurable and told the Japanese people to put down their arms. So that is the date when Korea was finally liberated and the comfort woman system of forced sexual enslavement was brought to an end. So that's a significant date. It's also, as you know, as a Catholic, the date of the Feast of the Assumption of the Virgin Mary into heaven, which is a date, I said, of ascendancy, symbolic ascendancy for women. So it certainly would be a symbolic date in which to raise up the comfort women.
Now, this is an old story, but it seems to be still very controversial. Oh, why is that the case? Why is the debate over you know, the oppression of these women still continuing?
Well, this is because it does seem curious when one looks at the situation in Europe, where it seems crimes against humanity of the Second World War were long ago addressed and resolved. In Asia, there is still tension because there is a situation where leaders in Japan, not just extremists, continue to insist that these historic human rights crimes did not take place. As I was saying last week in Geneva, the UN was doing I believe it's a 4 or 5 year periodic review of Japan's human rights record, and the Japanese delegation objected to the use of sex slaves with regard to the comfort women. They cited the different UN conventions on slavery and said the comfort women situation does not fit that. Although, as I mentioned 2 years ago, Hillary Clinton, one of the world's leading women, had said at a State Department briefing that she wanted the briefer to use the words enforced sex slaves rather than comfort women. And I mean, this kind of an attitude where you're quibbling about wording, or in the case of the Nanjing massacre, you're quibbling over whether 50,000 Chinese were killed or 300,000 Chinese were killed, it gives the impression that there's a lack of sincerity in whatever expressions of regret have been made by officials in Japan, and it keeps the issue alive. I think it's disturbing for the 50-some survivors, comfort women survivors in Korea, and there are lesser numbers in Taiwan, the Philippines. There's Miss Jan Ruff O'Hearn in Australia. It's upsetting to them that the Japanese government would still be debating what kind of term to refer them to, rather than just saying, we're sorry this happened, we regret it happened, it won't happen again. And I think His Holiness, because of his focus and his papacy on the issue of trafficking in persons and sexual trafficking, he met with victims of sexual trafficking at the Vatican in April, and he met the Archbishop of Canterbury later after that, and the two religious leaders said they will work together on the scourge of human trafficking to try to address this issue. Since this is a key focus of his papacy, I think by going to Korea and meeting the comfort women, the Pope can help bring some closure and comfort to the comfort women.
Now, as you write in your article, the tragedy of comfort women didn't end, unfortunately, with the end of the war. They were many times shunned in their own societies. Maybe you can talk about that.
Well, yes, I said when I was a Peace Corps volunteer in Seoul in the early 70s, there was a woman who in a neighborhood in Seoul had a little store, and some of the Korean people I knew in the area said, oh, don't go and buy gum or whatever from her. She was trying to use the store to support herself because she had no family, no spouse, no children. And they said, oh, she was a whore of the Japanese. You shouldn't really associate with her. So the point was, this happened not only in Korea, but other societies. Like in China, for example, when I was the coordinator for the fourth UN Conference on Women in 1995, the Chinese government, which has belatedly expressed concern about the comfort women and recently opened a museum in Nanjing, in 1995, they placed the Chinese comfort women and NGOs working on women's issues under arrest, house arrest, for the duration of the conference because they did not want this issue brought up at the time. And the South Korean NGOs and the Philippine NGOs tried to bring it up in Huairo outside of Beijing where the conference was held, but their Chinese colleagues could not participate. So this has been an issue that has only come to the fore in the last two decades since some women, after a life of suffering and silence, had the courage to come forward and speak about their experiences.
You mentioned one of those women in your article, with Jan Ruff O'Hearn, who lives in Australia now, and she is a Catholic. Maybe you could tell her story.
Yes, well, Jan Ruff O'Hearn, her book is called 50 Years of Silence. I read it in preparation for the article, and I also personally met Miss Ruff O'Hearn when she came to Washington in 2007. I was working as staff on the House Committee on Foreign Affairs, and she came to an Asia subcommittee hearing to give testimony about her experience as a comfort woman. She was raised in a very devout Catholic family. She says how her father especially engendered Catholic religious beliefs, and she attended boarding schools in what was then colonial Indonesia, Dutch Indonesia, and she had aspirations of becoming a Catholic nun. But when the war broke out after Pearl Harbor, the Japanese military invaded Java. Holland was an ally of Britain and the United States in the Second World War, so Dutch nationals were placed in POW camps. Miss O'Hearn, her two younger sisters, and her mother were placed in such a camp. And then one day when she was 19 years old, truckloads of Japanese officers came. They ordered the young unmarried women between the ages, I believe it was of 19 and 25, to line up, and they picked out 10 or so of the what they considered the most attractive girls after looking at them over physically like you would look at a horse if you were going to buy a horse. And they carted them off to a Dutch colonial home where they were raped repeatedly by Japanese military officers for 3 months. Miss O'Hearn said, during that time, she said, prayed the rosary every day, and she led the other young women in reading the Bible. But, of course, that didn't prevent what happened to her. And then she said when she returned to the camp, the Japanese took them back to the camp. She was warned not to talk about this to anyone or something would happen to her and her family. So she said she endured 50 years of silence until she saw some Korean comfort women on television in the early 1990s speaking out. And that's when she decided to speak out. She went to a conference in Tokyo, and she came to the United States to testify before Congress. She also did meet a priest in the camp after she returned and told him she still hoped that she could become a nun. But the priest told her, my child, given what has happened to you, I think it's better you give up this idea. So, of course, she felt once again rejection and disappointment because, of course, she was a victim. It was not her fault what had happened to her.
Now, as you look forward to the Pope's visit, you mentioned that he has been vocal in his opposition to human trafficking, is working at the on this issue on a number of fronts. Are there any specific things that you think he can say or do at this visit that would really help the issue? move forward?
Well, I think just meeting with the comfort women. I mean, I think the fact that he, as I said, is the vicar of Christ, by going to Seoul, if he just, as he has done to so many people, as he did when he washed the feet on Holy Thursday of the Muslim teenagers from, weren't they from prisons or in Rome?
Yes.
That was such a deep symbolic gesture, just to embrace the comfort women and raise them up the way Jesus raised up Mary Magdalene and say, it's okay, God loves you. You didn't do anything wrong. You were a victim, and I bring you a message of hope and acceptance. Even though, even in your own countries, when people look the other way and look down on you after you had been victimized in this way, God still loves you. Just to do that would be so tremendous for these elderly victims. I mean, I have been to the House of Sharing last year. I went back to Korea on a return program for Peace Corps volunteers the Korean government has. And we went outside of Seoul to one of these homes the Korean government maintains for the elderly comfort women. And I met them. I brought my daughter's an artist. She does computer artwork. I brought a drawing she had done of the comfort women to one of the elderly comfort women. And when I gave this to her and just gave her a hug, the old lady was just full of tears of joy. And so I know how meaningful, I mean, I'm just an ordinary person, but this is the Pope. And I did say in a recent article, I would also hope that Angelina Jolie, who just went to London with the British foreign minister, I believe his name is Mr. Hague, and had a global conference on sexual violence and conflict. She was one of the co-hosts. If you have global personages like His Holiness or like Angelina Jolie, if they would take up this issue and just tell the comfort women, you're okay, and this was a terrible crime against humanity. This was a great example of sexual trafficking in the 20th century. This would be a tremendous step forward, moving toward closure, because this issue complicates everything in Asia. It complicates relations between America's two main allies in Northeast Asia, Japan and South Korea. We have great challenges in the area. We have North Korea with nuclear weapons. We have China rising. And our allies don't talk to each other because of the bitterness over unresolved history. So bringing closure and bringing affirmation to the comfort women would be a tremendous gesture of helping world peace, too, going forward.
Well, finally, maybe you can speak to what this visit of the Pope is going to mean to the people of South Korea. You have spent a lot of time, you said you mentioned you were in the Peace Corps in South Korea, and you spent much of your career interested and focused on the issues there. So what does this mean for them?
Well, I can tell you, I mean, when America Magazine published its article and it was picked up by the Korean media, I was told by a Korean journalist friend that 18 Korean newspapers and television stations carried the America Magazine article. It was huge news for two or three days in Korea. And then when the organizing committee after that announced that the Pope had, His Holiness had invited the comfort women to the mast on August 18th, there was jubilation in Korea. You know, the Koreans have built a statue of a comfort woman girl in Seoul, and she's across the street from the Japanese embassy. Mm. And at one point, actually, a Japanese right-wing person came over and tried to desecrate the statue. But Korean people go there. It's like the Statue of Liberty for them. They bring little gifts for her. She's barefoot because the comfort women were barefoot. They bring shoes. When I was there in Seoul down the street at a hotel during the Peace Corps reunion, it was a rainy day, and some Korean person had put a little raincoat on the statue of the comfort woman. So this has become like a national issue for Korean people. The day His Holiness meets the comfort woman in Seoul, if that is broadcast on Korean television, I think I know the Korean people well enough. This will be a day of jubilation throughout Korea. Even in North Korea, there'll be jubilation.
Well, we will watch this visit very carefully, and we appreciate the insights of Mr. Dennis Halpin. Thank you very much.
And I have a picture of the Pope right here. So I'm a fan.
Great. Well, we all are.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. You have a great day.
Yeah. Bye-bye.